Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the new book, The Third Ingredient, 5 international awards for that new book, folks. I'm very proud of it. The Third Ingredient with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out, and I think you'll like it. Stephen King is our guest. Steve is the president and CEO of Growth Force. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's the author of The Whole CEO Guide to Improving Cash Flow Profits, Reducing Fraud, Keeping Score. It's an outstanding series. Folks, I encourage you to check out growthforce.com. Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the 4 data-driven decisions. You call them the core 4 that you need to focus on. We talked about pricing in the last segment, which is such an important thing. When you know your pricing, you by definition have to know your margins, and that's any business owner that understands his or her margins has got a leg up on every other decision, every other business owner, every other competitor. So let's talk about the next one, Steve, the next core 4.
So you want to take that same unit economics, that same management accounting, and look at the gross profit of all your clients. And the second decision is, which clients should you fire? I'm always amazed how many times I'm mentoring small business owners and talking to them, and they say, I can't imagine firing a client. I need the cash.
If you only knew, Steve, how hard it worked, it took me to get them on board. Now you want me to fire them? What's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Exactly right. So now I say, well, that's what's causing your cash flow problems. You don't have enough margin to cover your overhead and make a profit. So let's talk about we got pricing figured out in decision 1, and these are in order. The next decision is these new clients that you're bringing on at a higher margin. Let's replace the bad money clients, and all the difference goes right to the bottom line.
Right. Of course, now, when we talk about firing a client, folks, the first step in firing a client, obviously you've established that they're not letting you make a profit, not enough profit. That's part of the problem. Either you're not charging them, they're not letting you charge them enough, or they're high maintenance, and they're just wearing you out on servicing them. But it's probably the case, Steve, that you haven't asked them for the number you need, isn't it?
You know, in the ebook that I'm writing, there's 3 things you want to do as soon as you get to this decision. You go to the client and you say, here is the scope of work that we agreed on, versus here's what we're actually doing for you. When you're in the service business, you know, all my staff are servants, right? I'm a servant. We're here to serve clients. We get pleasure from solving clients' problems. So when a client says, can you do this for me? The answer is always sure. But you're not getting paid for it, then that's erode your margin. So you go back and say, I want to increase our fees to cover the actual value that we're giving you. Or I need to lower the scope to the original agreement and get the price. Then I can keep the price the same. Or then I got to give you notice of termination. And what we found is 92% of our clients, they agreed to the new price because most good business owners are happy to pay for quality work. They don't want it.
They'd like you, or they wouldn't be doing business with you at any price.
Yes, and having that confidence. You know, I was talking to a small business owner on Friday, and I said, your issue is your relationship with money. You're not seeing your own value in your work. And that's you got to get over that.
Right, exactly. All right, let's talk about the next one.
So, sales and marketing spend. How do you make a decision about where do you spend your budget? How do you know which sales and marketing expense is the best one to make? What you do is you look at the gross profit of each client. You look at the profitability.
This is probably the hardest, most frustrating decision for any small business right here.
Yeah, because how do you make that decision? You make it on your gut. You're making it on a feeling of, I think this is going to work.
I'm trying to remember who said it. I knew his name at one time. One of the great ad buyers said, I know half of my marketing budget is working, but I just don't know which. I just don't know which half.
Which half? Exactly. I knew exactly what you're saying. That's a classic, right? Because every marketing person says, well, it's very difficult to measure. Well, we figured out how to do that. You know, we're gurus in QuickBooks. So we do our outsourced bookkeeping and accounting services and controller services on a QuickBooks ecosystem. And what we do is we go into the customer record inside QuickBooks. We add some custom field. We add a custom field that says lead source. How did you get each customer? Then the second is sales rep. Which sales rep brought in each customer? And then the third is we look at what industry are they in? And now we can run profitability by industry. And you can tell your marketing department, here's what needs to go on the front page. You can say, look at profitability by sales rep and see who's selling value or who is selling commodity. And look at the difference between the two. And in any channel that you have, you do the same thing. And then the third is, what was the lead source? Which marketing spend is getting you your most profit? A lot of people make the mistake of studying sales and just looking at the revenue that came in, not the profit. And you look at when you say to a business owner, who's your best client? Says, well, my biggest client is Weatherford. Says, wait, I didn't ask you that. What's your most profitable client?
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
That's a big deal. And folks, if you can get to this point in your management, you'll find the dollars will come and play in your backyard, and you'll be happier. Your people will be happier. Your customers will be happier, and you'll be able to take more time off. Hey, Steve, I need your website quickly, please.
GrowthForce.com. GrowthForce.com.
All right, so check it out. And find your books there, too, can't they?
All our e-books are under the resources tab.
There you go. And then we'll come back. We're going to talk about increasing the performance of your people after this break. 10-10. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.